Ladies up in here tonight.
No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting.
Welcome to our bilingual program that's in Hindi and in English on Hello Mumbai, 8 to 10 a.m. every single day.
A brand new breakfast show on 107.1 FM Rainbow.
That'll cover infotainment from the city, our country and worldwide, of course.
Don't miss the interviews with celebrities, corporate honchos, sports persons.
We also have a new WhatsApp number, jot it down. 8657661071. I repeat, 8657661071.
Co-hosts bringing you the best of English and Hindi music, entertaining you every morning from 8 to 10.
Send in your dedications, your views, and tell us more about what you'd like to listen to only on Hello Mumbai.
This is All India Radio's 107.1 FM Rainbow. Welcome to our brand new show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's show is hosted by Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Counsel of Republic of Malay, in conversation with His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambilo, Council General, Counselor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia.
Welcome to my new radio program. Initially, I will be inviting expat consul generals. Today, we have Mr. Dimeke Ambilo, Consul General of Ethiopia. Welcome, Mr. Dimeke, to All India Radio.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vikash, the Honorary Consul of Mali, for inviting me for this radio interview.
She's crazy like a fool. Thank you.
listeners, you are still tuned in to our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's guest with us is His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambulo, Council General, Counselor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. In conversation with Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Council of Republic of Mali.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sir, when did you arrive in Mumbai?
I arrived on April 12, 2018.
How has been your experience so far?
As you know very well, the main duty and the responsibility of the Consulate General is to promote trade and investment and tourism.
Yes.
And to discharge my responsibility efficiently and effectively, I have established very good working relationship with more than 30 Chamber of Commerce.
Wow.
And in collaboration with this Chamber of Commerce, I have organized more than 23 seminars, workshops, and interactive sessions on business and investment opportunity in Ethiopia.
So is anything happening?
Yes. As a result of this, we have organized two big business delegations from India to Ethiopia.
Yeah.
One is from October 22-29, 2019.
Yeah.
And we have organized this in collaboration with JITO, Jain International Trade Organization.
Oh, is it? Oh.
It's comprising 40 member Indian business from different sectors of industry.
Because JITO is very big.
Yes. And the second was in August 11-16, 2019, we have organized in collaboration with Indo-Africa Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
More than 16 industrials had already attended. We have also organized a delegation, business delegation from Ethiopia,
which
attended on January 2019. They came to Mumbai on the exhibition organized by ITME. So I have a very stimulating, encouraging, and enlightening and the best learning experience during my stay in India.
So how is the government-to-government relation? Are they very friendly between India and Ethiopia government?
Yes.
And is Ethiopia a kingdom or is it a democratic country?
Ethiopia is a federal democratic, we call it a federal democratic republic. It is a federal government and a democratic. We have a multi-party system.
Okay.
And we have the prime minister, who is the head of the government, and the president, the head of the state.
Yes.
And Ethiopia and India. Ethiopia is one of the ancient and oldest country in the world.
Yes.
With ancient civilization, similar with that of India and China.
Yes.
Our relationship goes back 2,000 years.
2,000 years.
Years back, yes. Oh. Now, when it comes to the modern world history, immediately India became, in 1947, the first goodwill mission Jawaharlal Nehru sent was to Ethiopia.
Oh, really?
Yes. Immediately, Ethiopia was the first country in, from Africa to open an embassy at Legation 11 in 1948.
Oh, this is news to me, and I'm sure it is also to my listeners.
Yes. So,
even I didn't know this.
So we have very close government-to-government relationship. We have signed almost more than 20 bilateral agreements covering politics, economics, trade, culture, scientific, and cultural. The most important of this was we have bilateral trade agreement, investment promotion protection agreement, education, and so on. So we have very excellent government-to-government relationship. Yes.
And is it a nice and peaceful place, Ethiopia?
Ethiopia is only country in Africa never colonized.
Never colonized?
Yes.
Oh.
So we have successive governments since 2000 years.
Oh, really?
Uninterrupted Ethiopian government.
This is fantastic.
So Ethiopia is one of the peaceful country in Africa. One of the reasons to justify is Addis Ababa, the capital city of Ethiopia, is the fourth largest diplomatic center. The first New York, Geneva after Brussels. Because of the peace and the stability, you know, number of international organized African Union headquarters.
Yes.
It is African political and diplomatic capital. All 55 African countries had a representation. The United Nations, the European Union, all multilateral organizations had their headquarters in Africa, regarding Africa, in Ethiopia. Ethiopia is the most peaceful and stable country in Africa.
soars like an eagle and we overplay. Like we dance, only today, there's no tomorrow. Leave all behind in this place, there's no space for fear or sorrow. Is it true that you want it? Is calling German, Colombian, Spanish, and French off the bench. You gotta own it. Down here we play like we dance. It's Brazil, and now you know it. Is it true that you want it? Then act like you mean it. With everyone watching, it's truth or dare. Can you feel it?
Dear listeners, you are still tuned in to our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's guest with us is His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambulo, Council General, Counselor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. In conversation with Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Council of Republic of Mali.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
So tell me more about this. What is the business in Ethiopia? Is it an agriculture country? Is it an industrialized country? What is the specialty there?
Ethiopia is agrarian society.
Right.
We are trying to transform our agriculture to industrialization.
Okay.
So our motto is to become, you know, one of the leading light manufacturing industries and hub in Africa. Why? Because for the last 15 years, Ethiopia is the only country which had registered double-digit economic growth.
For
for more than 14 years.
Oh, really?
So we have very stable government, very stable peace and stability. And in population-wise, Ethiopia has the second largest population in Africa.
Okay.
More than 110 million population.
110 million?
Yes. Oh. And it is a huge domestic market. For any business and investment to do.
Yeah.
Second, we have an access to African growth and opportunity to the American market. Whatever you produce in Ethiopia can be exported to the American market without quota and tax.
Oh, really?
Again, what you produce in Ethiopia can be exported to the EU countries with no quota and tax. Mm. So this is a comparative advantage of Ethiopia. First, domestic market, huge.
Yes.
Second, the European market, the Africa market. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you produce in Ethiopia, you can export to any 54 countries. African countries.
Right.
So this is the main comparative advantage of Ethiopia.
Yourself.
dear listeners, you are still tuned in to our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's guest with us is His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambulo, Council General, Counselor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. In conversation with Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Council of Republic of Mali.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
How much is the Indian and Ethiopian bilateral trade? How much is it annually?
Yeah, it's a very good question. You know, what features in long-standing relationship between Ethiopia and India is economy and the trade.
Yes.
So when it comes to today's, you know, figure, the bilateral trade is more than $1.2 billion USA dollar.
Okay.
It's mainly heavily in favor of India.
Oh, we are exporting.
And the main export of India to Ethiopia is, you know, drugs, medicines, and pharma products, machineries and equipments, and transport equipments, and so on. But what is important is Indians are the third largest investors in Ethiopia.
Okay.
There are more than 600 Indian companies investing in Ethiopia, close to $5.2 billion USA dollar.
Oh.
Out of which 60% are in manufacturing.
Yes.
The other are in agriculture and agro-processing and engineering and consultancy service. So we have a very excellent economic trade and investment relation between Ethiopia and India.
That is very good news. I know that there are many people, business people, who want to set up farming in Africa. Is this welcome in your country?
Yes.
They want to buy large tracts of land and do mass, big scale farming for international markets and African markets.
Yes, Ethiopia, as said, is very suitable for agriculture. We have more than, you know, 18 different agro-economic zones.
Yes.
So we produce a lot of, you know, products, cereals, oils and the seeds, coffee, tea, and so on. So we have more than, you know, half a billion kilometer of land,
square kilometers
of land, which is already available for arable land.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now the government make it ready more than 3 million hectares of land for agricultural investment.
Okay.
Ethiopia is now endowed with water resource.
Oh, really?
Yes, where we have, you know, more than 200 million cubic meter of water from surveys, 2.6 million cubic meters of underground water.
Oh, really?
So Ethiopia is suitable for agricultural farming.
Yes.
At the same time, the water resource, both the surface and the underground water.
Okay.
We are yearly receiving more than 613 million cubic water from the rain.
Rains.
So Ethiopia is suitable for any agricultural farming, be it on, you know, irrigation and agro-processing. And it's mostly welcome. 3 million hectares of land the government avail for agricultural investment.
And the government policy allows outside business people to come and own the land or to do the farming?
Land in Ethiopia is a public property.
Okay.
So they can lease a land up to 99 years.
Okay, so it is, that is as good as owning.
Yes.
So this is something our business people would like to know and would be happy to know about it.
Mostly welcome. We are here to support our consulate.
Jungle life, we're living in the open, all alone, like Tarzan's boy, hide and seek.
Dear listeners, you are still tuned in to our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's guest with us is His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambulo, Council General, Counselor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. In conversation with Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Council of Republic of Mali.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
Now I'd like to ask you about your early years, your education. What was the period till you got to become a diplomat? What did you do before that?
I did my first degree in social science and history.
Yeah.
Then I was very much interested in international relation affairs.
Okay.
I applied for it, yes. And I joined the Ministry of Foreign Affairs as a junior staff. And I have more than 26 years of experience.
Oh.
From third secretary,
yes.
I go all the career ladder of the diplomacy,
yes.
And I reached at the peak as a minister plenipotentiary or director general at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. So even before that, after that, I have a good, you know, diplomatic experience. I was economic and a political counselor in the Ethiopian embassy in New Delhi 17 years back.
Oh, yes. I was coming to that.
Yes. I was a counselor at Washington Ethiopian Embassy.
Yes.
I have served as minister counselor, Ethiopian Embassy London.
Oh.
Then I came back, appointed as a consul general.
Yes.
To Mumbai, India again.
Yeah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are still tuned in to our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's guest with us is His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambulo, Council General, Counselor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. In conversation with Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Council of Republic of Mali.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
I have heard something which really surprised me about Ethiopia, that a human being, first human being in the world, was born in Ethiopia.
Yes.
And you have the proof for it.
Yes.
So this is such an interesting story. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, Ethiopia is being called as a land of origins. Means origin of many things,
yeah,
which is not found in other countries.
And what is that?
And I have to mention two or three.
Yes.
Number one, it is origin of humankind.
Oh, amazing.
The earliest remains of human ancestors,
yes,
discovered in Ethiopia, aging 3.5 million years old, fossil. We call it Lucy or Dinkinesh.
Oh, yes, Lucy I have heard of.
Yes.
It was in Ethiopia.
So if you count your,
yes,
you know, your family tree,
yes,
back,
it'll go back,
you will end up to in Ethiopia. That
okay.
is why,
yes,
Ethiopia is ancestral homeland of all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why we call Ethiopia as a land of origin.
Land of origin.
Second, we call it a land of origin because, you know, coffee.
Yes, of course.
The origin of coffee is in Ethiopia. Coffee originated, found in Ethiopia, discovered in 9th century.
Mm-hmm.
It went to Yemen and the Middle East in 15th, 16th century. From Ethiopia, coffee came to South India in late 17th century. And the coffee went from Ethiopia to Central and Southern American countries in late 80s and the 90s. There is a place called Kefa, in southwestern region of Ethiopia.
I see.
Where coffee is originated.
So that is the name, where the name,
yes,
coffee came from.
Exactly. So coffee has driven its name from the place where it is originated, called Kefa.
Oh.
So coffee is not an English word, not French,
is that?
Not Arabic, not Marathi, Hindi, and, you know, South American names.
Nothing.
It denotes the place where it's originated in Ethiopia. So coffee is Ethiopian gift to the world. So we call Ethiopia as a land of origin because origin of human being, origin of coffee. The third is,
yes,
one of the longest river in the world, you know, the Nile River.
Yeah.
The origin is in Ethiopia.
Oh, it starts in Ethiopia?
Yes.
And then goes into Egypt?
Egypt. It goes to Sudan and then African countries. Then finally
Ten African countries.
Yes. So it is origin. So there are also a number of, you know, species, both animals and mammals,
yes,
and birds,
yes,
which are unique, more than 50.
Okay.
Because of this, we call Ethiopia a land of origin.
But
so
then,
we invite you,
yes,
all of you,
yes,
come and visit your ancestral homeland.
Yes, we must.
Come and taste the coffee, which is original.
Yes.
Where the, you know, the aroma and the taste
is pure.
And pure.
So I hope my listeners are hearing these words. He has invited all of us. So let's make a plan.
Thank you.
Can you throw some light on how can we grow the trade and friendship between India and Ethiopia? So what can you do, or what can India do, to increase this bilateral trade?
One thing, we embassies and the consulates,
yes,
has to work with the Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
Because we have a really strive,
yeah,
exert utmost effort to promote both trade and investment opportunity existing in Ethiopia to the Indians, because Ethiopia is availing a lot of opportunity, both trade,
yes,
and investment. So the Indian, you know, business people has to make use of this opportunity existing in Ethiopia. For that, we have to work together to broaden and deepen our bilateral investment and the trade and relationship between the two countries, and to take the already existing excellent political relationship existing between the two countries to the highest level. So how to do that?
Yes.
We have to organize, we have to engage effectively and efficiently and meaningfully the business community of the two countries. How to do that?
Yeah.
We have to organize business delegation.
Yes.
With IBG and others, as we have already done for 1 year.
Yes.
To Ethiopia. We have to bring also business delegation from Ethiopia to India. We have to organize seminars.
Mm-hmm.
As I have told you, for the last 1.5 years, we have organized more than 23 seminars.
Okay.
So this is one way of, you know, creating awareness for the business people to come and understand what Ethiopia means, what Ethiopia offers. The good advantage of Ethiopians to Indians, Indians are always at the heart of Ethiopians.
Yes.
Why? Because Ethiopia is never colonized.
Yes.
I told you.
Correct.
When our monarch, our king at that time in 1950s and the 60s, wants to modernize the Ethiopian education system. So we cannot go to British, never colonized, not to French, not to German and others.
Yes.
So the Ethiopian king sought the support of India.
Oh, really?
So in 1970s and 80s, there are 10,000 Indian teachers
In Ethiopia.
Teaching in Ethiopia, going to the rural part of the country.
Really?
Yes, elementary and high schools.
Okay.
You can never find an Ethiopian at my age never taught by India. My high school teachers are Indians.
Really?
So imagine.
So this is very good news and very pleasing to know.
So Ethiopians now, the foreigners, Indians, they went not to do anything, but to educate.
To India.
So that is a good heart Ethiopians had to Indians. They came there to educate us. Now there are more than 3,000 Indian professors teaching in our higher
education
system. PhD programs.
Oh, really?
So everything is there. The business community has to make
use
of
that. Take advantage.
What this is existing in Ethiopia.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting. We got the refugees.
No fighting. No fighting.
Shakira, Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita. Picasa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. See, baby, this is perfection.
Hey, girl, I can see your body moving. And it's driving me crazy. And I didn't have the slightest idea until I saw you dancing. And when you walk up on the dance floor, nobody can ignore the way you move your body, girl. And everything's so unexpected, the way you right and left it. So you can keep on shaking it.
Never really knew that she could dance like this.
She make a man wanna speak Spanish. Como se llama?
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go real slow. Don't you see, baby, I see it's perfect. Babe, I know I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel it's right. All the attraction, the tension. Don't you see, baby,
Shakira,
this is perfection.
Shakira.
Oh boy, I can see your body moving. Half animal, half man. I don't really know what I'm doing. But just seem to have a plan. My will, self-restraint. Have come to fail now, fail now. See, I'm doing what I can, but I can't. So you know that's a bit too hard to explain.
Se llama Bonita Picasa.
Shakira, Shakira.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you know you got me hypnotized. So be wise and keep on beating the signs of my body.
Señorita, feel the conga. Let me see you move like you come from Colombia.
Mira, en Barranquilla se baila así.
She's so
so sexy, AMF fantasy. A refugee like me back with the Fugees from a third world country. I go back like when Pac carried crates for Humpty Hump. We lead a whole club dizzy.
Why the CIA wanna watch
us? Colombians and Haitians, I ain't guilty, it's a musical transaction. Bobo, zobo, no more do we snatch rope. Refugees run the seas cause we on our own boat.
I'm on tonight, my hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go, real slow. Baby, like this is perfecto. Oh, you know I'm on tonight. My hips don't lie, and I'm starting to feel it's right. The attraction, the tension. Baby, like this is perfection.
No fighting,
no fighting, no fighting, no fighting.
No fighting.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are still tuned into our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. And today's guest with us is His Excellency Mr. Dimeke Ambilo, Council General, Councillor General of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia. In conversation with Vikash Mithasen, Honorary Council of Republic of Mali.
Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much.
Before I end, I am going to speak about this. As you know, I also run a Chamber of Commerce called IBG.
Yes.
So one thing I'm going to request you someday to come and address my members. Tell them all this that you told me.
Yes.
And I will also ask them to come to Ethiopia.
On behalf of the Consulate General of Ethiopia in Mumbai, I would like to extend our profound thanks for all Indians who have sent us congratulations message in diverse ways. Our Ethiopian Prime Minister, Dr. Abiy Ahmed, won 2019 Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to achieve peace and international cooperation, in particular for his decisive initiative to resolve border conflict with neighboring Eritrea. The prize is meant to recognize all the stakeholders working for peace and reconciliation in Ethiopia as well as in East and Northeast African region. His Excellency Dr. Abiy Ahmed has initiated important reforms that give many citizens in Ethiopia hope for a better life and a better future. Since he came to power, Dr. Abiy has lifted the country's state of emergency, granted amnesty to thousands of political prisoners, discontinued media censorship, legalize outlawed opposition group, and significantly increase the influence of women in Ethiopian political and community lives. Dr. Abiy had pledged to strengthen democracy by holding free and fair elections. He contributed actively to the normalization of diplomatic relations between Eritrea and Djibouti. He mediated between Kenya and Somalia in disputed marine area, and Dr. Abiy had played a key role in the process that had brought the military regime and opposition in Sudan into agreement. We are proud of his all grand achievement, and I would like also to extend our thanks for all Indians who joined us in celebrating his victory.
Thank you very much, sir. We have with us Mr. Dimeke Ambilo. He is the Consul General for Ethiopia in Western India. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vikash, my dear colleague, Honorary Consul of Mali, for inviting me for this interview to share what Ethiopia offers to the Indian business people.
Yes.
Our consulate in Mumbai is more than happy to support and to assist. And I'm looking forward also to meet you,
yes,
distinguished member of your reputed chamber. And
yes,
thank you again.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, thank you for joining us on our show, Counselor Access with FM Rainbow. This show was produced by Sangeeta Chakravarti and was brought to you by All India Radio's 107.1 FM Rainbow.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. If you've got so used to listening to FM Rainbow Mumbai and you've moved to another state or another country, be it Singapore, Hong Kong, the UK, US or Canada, don't be disappointed. You can still tune into us. Go to Play Store and download the app Prasad Bharati's News on Air. Once you've done that, open the app. You'll see the radio icon. Click on it. You'll see an entire list of radio channels across India. Click on FM Rainbow Mumbai and voila, you will be immediately tuned into us. Let your family and friends across the globe know about Prasad Bharati's News on Air app. Download it now. All we hear.